In the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Palm Sunday marks the beginning of the spectacle of Holy Week. If it is to have any meaning for us, we need to immerse ourselves in the events of this week. But not to see ourselves merely as onlookers standing idly by, but to recognise that either as actors or participants, we are in every scene of the drama as it unfolds, and to realise the deep meaning they have for us. In a profound sense, the whole of Holy Week is about the character of our looking upon the crucified. Through our various liturgies, we need to immerse ourselves in the passion of Christ. The quality with which we do so will help us to absorb and assimilate what these events mean for us. And that is one part of the deep message of Holy Week, and one which is essential to awakening the possibilities of any fruit of the Passion in us, namely the resurrection. For without the Passion, there can be no resurrection. There is a necessary and inescapable connection between the Passion and the resurrection, and it is the business of this week, in our worship, to make that point. Our liturgy today, starting with the account of the joyful procession to Jerusalem, and then more somberly, the first of the Passion Gospels, is really one long, continuous interplay between sin and love, our sin and God's love, that extends through Maundy Thursday and Good Friday into Easter itself. We are given to see the spectacle of our betrayals. It begins with the striking contrast, the utterly opposing moments that are the contradictions in our souls. They are made audible and visible today in the cries of Hosanna, while waving palm branches for the coming of the King to Jerusalem, but only then to cry out, almost in the next breath, "Let him be crucified." Our branches of palms are cross-shaped for a reason. They are there to capture visibly the contradictions and the darkness of our hearts. And the challenge for us is to see ourselves in the events of the story. We heard at Candlemas of the prophecy of Simeon to Mary, that a sword shall pierce through your own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. That is precisely the point. The thoughts of many hearts are revealed in the spectacle of this week. But the real challenge is whether the events of Holy Week will get our time and attention. For if they do, will we then let our hearts be pierced by what we see and hear? Are we prepared to let ourselves contemplate the one who is pierced for us? There is, in the various accounts of the Passion, a need to let a genuine and profound kind of soul-searching awaken in us. The drama and the narrative are essentially about the uncovering of the human soul in all of its potential for good and for evil, all of its potential for sin and love. We are ourselves implicated in every aspect of the Passion story, and the challenge is to see ourselves as a part of it all, and to be moved by it. St. Matthew's account of the Passion, read by Margaret this morning, ends with the picture of the centurion and they that were with him watching Jesus, looking, in other words, upon the crucified. And as St. Matthew tells us, when they saw those things that were done, they feared God greatly, saying, truly, this was the Son of God. In other words, they are moved in their hearts to a confession of faith. And so what of us? How do we fit in? What is expected of us? We need to place ourselves in the passion as the they who are doing the looking, the they who have done the piercing. We are the they because our sin makes it so. That is the sole point of Holy Week. If we cannot find ourselves having a place in this spectacle, then we cannot learn the love or goodness that flows from it either. Out of the darkness of Christ's suffering and death, something needs to come to light in us. The great good of Holy Week lies in our being pierced in our hearts, in our being moved to tears by our Lord's passion for us, our being moved by conscience to compunction, to contrition, and to confession, to our seeking of forgiveness for what our sins have done. Put another way, Holy Week seeks the breaking of our hearts so that our hearts can be made new again. God, and God alone, can make something good out of human brokenness. To contemplate our evil is in fact to discover our good. It all turns upon the desire for the goodness of God and for that goodness to live and move in us. Only through the passion of Christ and our participation in that passion can we let our hearts feel all that belongs to our brokenness and all that belongs to the mercy of Christ. Only so can we begin to make some sense of the love of the crucified, who makes satisfaction for us through his sacrifice. We too must look upon him whom we have pierced, that we may be pierced not just with the conviction of our sins, but even more with Christ's love for us. That means our hearts being pierced so that the thoughts of our hearts may be revealed. For only in being moved by them can we be healed and redeemed. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.